This is CliffCentral.com.
Kat, come over here because you caught the brunt of it.
It's Kat 7 because she has an iPhone 7. That's how
yeah,
she differentiates
she was busy,
from everyone else.
Yeah, she was busy showing off to us the other
Kat
day.
Kat 7 nowadays.
No, so, I wasn't, Ben.
Listen.
Don't be jealous.
All right, so how's your iPhone 7 going?
I'm trying to figure out what the difference is between the iPhone 6S and the iPhone 7, which I haven't done yet. So I said to Linda, I need to like listen very carefully.
All right, so Linda, let's start with that because you know what? I got to say, like, Tim Cook is just not as much fun as Steve Jobs used to be. So he goes up there and he tells us all about this iPhone 7 and it's great. And there's the glossy version in black, which is so exciting. And there's that the one Kat's got, which is like rose pink or whatever. But I mean, what's the difference?
Well, morning.
Come on, give us the down though.
So, Gareth, the biggest difference obviously is the new finishes of the phone. So you spoke about the jet black finish. Yeah. This one over here is the black one.
Let me try that out.
That's obviously a big difference. And then obviously the phone's now also water resistant, which the previous iPhones weren't.
So you could drop it in the bath
if you accidentally.
Seriously.
Yeah, you could.
You can use it in the steam room, Gareth. He wants to do it all the time.
Loves, you're going to need this one for the steam room. I'm going to keep it for my buddy.
And take pictures of what's happening in there.
And then...
All right. That's disgusting. Yeah.
And the iPhone 7 Plus is really the phone that's completely different as well from the 6S. It's got that new dual camera. So it's actually got two lenses. So the camera's two lenses next to one another. And the one is a telephoto lens. So for a smartphone camera to now actually be able to have that telephoto ability is absolutely unreal.
The paparazzi are going to love this one.
Exactly.
Wow. All right. So it doesn't sound to me like Kat's got too much more than she had on her 6S. She's a real trendoid, though. She has to get everything that's new.
You know, Gareth, it's interesting, though, because we've seen over the last weekend the biggest iPhone launch at iStore that we've had in South Africa ever.
You're joking.
I'm not.
So people can't help themselves, right? I mean, most fans of Apple products, and you guys sell Fitbit and a whole lot of other stuff, too. But most fans of Apple products will buy everything new that Apple put out.
I think it's because the new ones are just that much better. I mean, the new phone is faster. The display is better. It is genuinely just a better phone. They've redesigned the aerial of the phone as well. So in terms of how that all fits in, the cameras on both the phones, the 7 and the 7 Plus, it's very different. And you'll see when you start taking photographs with the phone, it is very different. And I think in the era where we live in, where smartphone photography has sort of become the de facto...
I don't know anyone who carries a camera anymore.
Exactly. And people don't want to be carrying their cameras when they're going on holidays. So I think for these phones to have these amazing cameras in them, it is a reason for people to go, you know, just that alone, based on how it's become the way in which I document everything.
I also noticed this one, this is 128 gigs. I mean, that's bigger than, I think, my laptop in terms of memory.
And that's the middle of the range one. So they start with 32 gigs, so no more 16 gig.
Yeah, it's too small.
And then it goes 128 and 256.
If it was 16 gig, you'd have one photograph on there and the thing would crash.
And also the live photos are really cool. And I think that's part of the reason why the phones are also getting higher in capacity. So with live photos on with the new operating system, when you take a photograph, I mean, if you hold down on the photo, it gives you a short little video of how that photo was taken. So you can actually see a little bit of the movement and the ambiance around the photograph, which is really, really fantastic.
Yeah, that could be handy, especially if you're trying to figure out, you know, like when Bill Cosby dropped the pill in your drink, for example. I was at the party and Bill Cosby walked past. Here you can see him walking past, and here's the moment I took the photo, but then just a second after, oh, there goes the pill. Yeah, you could end up solving a lot of problems for people this way.
Okay, go.
This is how iPhone can change your life, right?
In ways that you never imagined.
Yeah, not quite what we're going for, but...
So far, what we've suggested is that you could use the camera function when Bill Cosby's around and Mubs can take it into the steam room. So far, we're doing really well.
Those
two functions people did not expect.
I don't think I should be judged for how I want to use this amazing new camera.
No.
I should not be judged at all.
I agree.
Plus, we want to know what goes on with you in that steam room. We want to be in there with you. We need to share your life with you. All right. So what else? You got the new Apple Watch coming out.
Yeah. So that also launched on Friday.
Where is that different?
So the biggest difference with the Apple Watch Series 2 is actually quite a major difference, is that the watch has now got built-in GPS, which means you no longer have to carry your phone with you if you're going for a run or a cycle. And that really is the big functionality that everybody's been waiting for.
Well, that's very cool because for a lot of people... people are really dumb and their technology helps them find their way back home, like Hansel and Gretel. If only Hansel and Gretel had had these things, they wouldn't have had to leave those breadcrumbs and the witch wouldn't have eaten them.
Yeah.
Did she eat them?
Did she eat them? I think they escaped. Didn't they escape?
Who knows?
I think they escaped.
Those witches are very wily. Ben, did Hansel and Gretel escape the witch?
I don't know, Gareth. I didn't grow up with fairy tales.
That's right. You grew up with wolves.
Who are they? They sound like chocolate manufacturers.
No use at all this morning. None.
What? Gareth, I didn't have fairy tales growing up. I have no idea. All
right. Anyway, the point is that the new watch has... Yes.
Built-in GPS. Okay. And the second big thing is that it is now water-resistant up to 50 meters.
Oh.
So you can swim with it. And I think for a lot of people who train in the gym, who swimming, triathletes, etc.
Yeah, sweaty people too.
Those as well.
Yeah.
So you can really now wear the watch anywhere. And the new workout app that Apple have put on the watch tracks all the different types of activities. You can actually say to it, listen, I'm going for a swim, or I'm going biking, or I'm going running. And it can set up for that specific activity, measure your strokes in the pool, workout rate, etc.
So it really is
a phenomenal device now.
I think people are very excited about this wearable stuff, and they're excited about the whole Internet of Things.
Absolutely.
But you know, the one thing that nobody leaves home without is their phone.
Yep.
But clearly it can connect to a whole bunch of different stuff now. And we hear that, you know, Apple in the US, they're making moves into cars. They're making moves into all kinds of appliances around the house. People are using their phone now to switch on their lights before they get home and that kind of thing. That's really the future.
It really is, and we're starting to see it as well. If you look at some of the products already in the stores in South Africa, I mean, you mentioned the light bulbs. Mm. You know, we're starting to see people replace their traditional security systems with connected home security systems,
right.
Welcome cameras. You know, it actually recognizes your
Sometimes
face.
Not so welcome. Sometimes it's someone who's clearly a creep at your door, but you could see them on
but
your
that's,
phone.
That's the point, is yeah. that you can actually, it immediately does facial recognition. So if somebody walks into your home that you haven't programmed the camera to recognize, it'll immediately alert you. And you know, for a lot of people who aren't home during the day, it is an amazing functionality. So I mean, we're starting to see so many of these connected devices, and yeah, you're 100% right, it's definitely where the world is moving. And of course, wearables is the second big part of it, and this ability to, you know, I think it's very interesting where wearable technology is going. You know, there's already talk of some of the apps on these watches that can go as far as not just tracking your heart rate but even tracking your fetal heart rate. Which is absolutely phenomenal for a lot of people. It's amazing where the technology is going.
Like, we need more things to worry about. Oh my God, the fetal heart rate just changed by 1-2 beats per second. Just quickly, there are always those people who are concerned about certain things. Jared says the iPhone might not explode like Samsung, but it does hiss. Is this true?
No, it's not true. You know, there's always these one or two things out on the internet, but it certainly isn't the case.
You've been trying it for a while?
I have.
Any problems? Be honest.
No, absolutely not. In fact, I've got that same matte black finish, and it's a gorgeous phone. It really, really is.
Olebogeng says the jet black iPhone 7 easily scratches. No?
No.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure. I have a jet black one, and it still seems to be perfect.
Does Olebogeng have paws?
I don't know. He's got claws. Yeah, scratching
paws with
stuff.
Big claws.
So the thing about the jet black, and I think this is where people look at it, it's a stainless steel. It's a very, you know, the way in which Apple have done that finish, it is a beautiful, shiny finish. It's similar to the finish on your watch over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different finish to your traditional sort of flat matte phone.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what people are finding is if they do scratch it, the same way you would scratch any other iPhone, you know, you've always got to look at it as a white car versus a black car. You know, it's not going to scratch more or less than any other device.
You guys bring in all the Apple products to South Africa,
yeah.
Right? Is there a big price difference? Because I still hear people saying, I'm going to get my Apple Watch overseas, but there isn't really much difference.
No, there isn't, Gareth.
Huh?
I think the thing that people tend to forget is when you look at the prices on the US store, they're always quoted without sales tax.
Yeah.
And every state in the US has got different sales tax that they apply. So the first thing you've got to do is you've got to add 14% VAT, because that's obviously our laws in our country. And then after you've taken into account what the Rand is doing, You know, and as an import business for this country, you've got to look at forward cover and certain cover rates that you can buy. So yeah, if the rand automatically improves like it did overnight, you know, it improved by 2-3% again.
Yeah, you might even get it cheaper here.
Exactly. You know, if your cover rate is sitting at what the rand was last, you know, 3 weeks ago versus what it is today, you know, we can't move our prices up and down. You know, it's got to do with forward cover, it's got to do with the tax rates, and all those factors into account, there's a very, very small price difference. And in some cases, we're even cheaper than anywhere else in the world if, you know, all those factors then, you know, flip around.
I quite like the latest iOS update. There's a lot of stuff there that's very cool. Like, for example, Mubs, I can open up my laptop and my watch will unlock it without me having to type in a password. That's cool. I love that. That's useful. That's properly useful.
It is. I call them Easter eggs. It's one of those things that when it happens, you just go, wow, how did they do that?
That's smart.
Is amazing.
Whoever invented that should keep inventing, because there's a lot of other stuff that they put in that we don't need. Okay, Color says, tell us about that home feature in the new iOS. I mean, have you used it? Do you have those smart light bulbs and
I do. I've got a couple of light bulbs in my house.
Yeah.
And I actually have the ones. They're in my lounge and in my bar area. Mm-hmm. And they can actually change color. Cool. So what's quite nice is if you do want ambient lighting and a warm light versus a soft light, you simply just flick it around on the app. And the second one that I've actually got is I've got a version of the smart alarm with some sensors on my doors and windows and everything where my other alarm system was quite expensive to actually put in. So it's like a second layer of
and
security
plus the,
in my
you
house
have to,
as well.
You don't have to use wires, right?
No, absolutely. You just put them around and it's all connected on the Wi-Fi in the house. Huh. And what's really, really cool is when I'm at work, on the app on my phone,
you can actually see what's going on in your house.
Absolutely, I can see what's going on. I don't have to rely on the alarm company to call me and say, well,
what is Bill Cosby doing at my front door? He gets around.
This iPhone is very, very useful when it comes to Bill Cosby. I mean, Bill Cosby has been prominent a lot this morning.
All right, how about Ian, how about you? What do you want to know?
I just got the i7 on Friday, and although you just did it, it's the same, but the thing is much better. I got to 256. It runs smoother. It's faster. The camera's better. The screen's much better. It's just subtle, but it's very, very cool, man. And it just works much better than the 6.
Well, you just, Linda was very nervous that you were going to say something terrible. So she's thrilled that that's the case.
Yeah, I know. The battery's a bit better because I use it kind of like the battery's slightly better, but it's probably going to get wear and tear back to the 6 volt. But,
Ian, maybe you can help us. How far are we from wireless charging? Do you think that's going to happen anytime in our lifetimes? Sorry, can't hear you. Bad signal. You may have a great phone, but you still got a shitty signal. Do you know anything about wireless charging?
Unfortunately not. It's just another one of those rumors.
We got to have that, though. That's the next step. Huh? These batteries, that's the only thing holding anything back. I spoke to a guy the other day who said to me, if we could find a way to really charge batteries extremely fast or to get more out of a battery and make it smaller, that would instantly change everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it takes up a huge amount of space in the phone, and it takes up a huge amount of space in the watch and in the laptop and everything else. But yeah, sounds exciting. What else can you tell us?
Listen, I think the only other thing I would say about the launch is that, you know, we've just been overwhelmed by both on the Watch Series 2 and
on iPhone. Do you have a waiting list?
We do. You know, it's just been one of those launches that people literally over the weekend, Gareth, in thousands and thousands came into the stores over the weekend. So it's absolutely been amazing. And I think we're very, very excited about both these products. And especially on the watch side, it is a brand new watch. It is an amazing product. And the only last thing I do want to mention is for Discovery customers on the watch. Mm-hmm. So Discovery also did announce
that they subsidize you as long as you stay fit.
They do. And they've also announced that you can now get the Discovery Vitality watch benefit on the Apple Watch Series 2 as well. Mm. So if you want to get your hands on an Apple Watch through Discovery and you haven't done that yet, you can do that via Discovery as well. And if you keep fit and you meet your goals every month, you pay nothing and the watch is yours
for
free, essentially.
What do you say, Julius?
Come on, man. use the remaining portion of your brain to think.
Right, exactly.
is it as simple as that? Stay fit, stay healthy, and this watch could essentially be free. I know there's a lot of fine print in there somewhere.
It is as simple as that. I myself don't use it that way. As Gareth would know, I'm not a big a health gym person.
It tells me you've reached your activity goal for the day, and I go, oh really? I wasn't even trying.
But no, it is honestly as simple as that. So the way in which Discovery have done it is very clever, and by using the heart rate tracking on the watch and the app itself, it integrates with Discovery system. And if you do a certain minimum, amount of activity every month, it matches it to your points. And if you meet that, you don't pay for the watch that month. Wow. So the month you don't meet it, you pay for the watch, and vice versa. So if you meet it every month, you don't pay anything.
Fat people get punished. It's an interesting way of doing it.
It's actually a reward if you really think about it. Because they're getting fit and healthy.
I'm a glass half empty kind of guy. All right, let's go to Tembele quickly. Hang on. Ben's got more questions, but we've got to go to Tembele. Tembele, go ahead.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Yeah, good, man. Good.
Yeah, no, I wanted to find out how does the iPhone be developed to assist the blind at the time?
How does it... Just hang on. Start that again. How does it...
How is it developed to assist the blind?
Oh, the blind. Are you blind?
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any answers for you. You've got to listen to us, and I'll translate everything into words. Linda has
the voiceover.
Yeah, no, Linda's got some info for you.
So Apple actually are leading the class when it comes to accessibility features for especially the blind. There's universal access settings on the iPhone, and what it'll do is it'll actually voice over everything you do on the phone. So if you are blind and you use the phone, it'll say to you, you are now pressing the home button. It'll say to you, navigate to this app. It'll actually verbalize what you are typing. And there's a whole slew of universal access features specifically developed for the blind. If you want to find out more, you can actually just pop into any iStore, and they can actually
find the iStore.
But listen, we can talk you through it, but it really is we know of quite a couple of blind people in South Africa that are actually using iPhone and iOS 10 very, very effectively.
You happy with that?
Yeah, and by the way, I can't find the iStore. I don't know an iStore.
I know you don't. I'm only teasing. Don't worry. I know you've got a normal life. All right, you son of a bitch. All right. Cheers, dude. Bye-bye. There we go. All right, so Ben, you going to get fit with one of these things?
Yeah. So I was quite embarrassed yesterday, right? Because I got this email which said, you haven't been going to the gym enough, so therefore we're going to charge you more.
Uh-oh.
And I thought, how did this happen? I mean, I knew I'd get this right, and then this last 6 months haven't been very good. So now, if I incentivize myself with this watch, then I'll definitely be going. And I'm going to put this all to the test, and I'll let you know.
Good stuff, Ben. All right, Linda, thanks for popping by.
Pleasure.
Always good to see you.
Thank you, guys.
And we'll let you know when we've tried the iPhone 7 on. Mubs is going to take it off into the steam room with her today.
Oh, gosh.
Very exciting. All right. Okay, so we'll see you soon.
Yes, we will. Thank you for having me.
There we go.
Cheers.
This is CliffCentral.com.